Okay, I guess I'm gonna do an audio companion piece to my music post because seriously, I don't know how I'm gonna get any sleep if I don't do something about this music worm in my brain. It's driving me crazy. Anyway, so where should I start? I like all different kinds of music. I don't really like country, so that's something. But I mostly like rock, but oh, I like other stuff too. Lots of other stuff. Oh, I can't talk about everything. This would be so long. Oh, should I just talk about Coheed? Oh, it's so good. So, I really love rock. And I could listen to most rock, lighter rock, and like heavier rock. I should be listening to the new Pussifer album because I am going to see Pussifer, who I've seen before, and they're fantastic. Seriously, if you haven't seen Maynard live, go see Maynard live. If you don't know who Maynard is, look up Pussifer. Then look up Tool. Listen to Tool. Listen to Perfect Circle. Listen to Pussifer. Be happy. Anyway, so since they're touring that album, I should be listening to it, but I can't stop listening to Coheed. So let's just go back to Coheed. So, like several years ago, was living where I live now. My brother was living in a different state. He called me and he was like, "Hey, Coheed's gonna be up there. I wanna go. Can I come visit you and go?" But he was young, he was like 16, so he's like, "Will you go with me so I don't have to go alone?" Anyway, I'm like, "Well, I'm not gonna go listen to your stupid band, but I'll go, I guess, because I'm a good sister, whatever." So I go. It was during their Never Ender tour that's like the 10th anniversary or something. I can't remember. Or I think that's what it was. So they did like this whole album acoustic on stage. It was amazing. Like amazing. Like I'd never listened to them before. So when I finally did hear them, I heard that and it was amazing. So then I thought, "Oh, maybe I want to listen to these guys." So after that, I just started listening to them and they have become a regular part of my rotation. They have like seven, eight albums. I think the eighth album came out this year in October. Some Coheed person's gonna listen to this and totally school me on Coheed. But anyway, so I basically just devoured all those things. And I listen to them all the time. That's fine. But somehow, like a month ago or a month and a half ago or something, I just kind of started listening to them again out of nowhere. And then I was talking to somebody about music and they were like, I was listening to what they like and we were trying to share music and stuff. And I'm like, "Oh, you should really listen to Coheed." So I listened through all their stuff to find something that they would like. This is a lot of talking. My cats are also driving me crazy, so like 5 seconds you might hear the meowing and I can't even apologize. They can't help themselves, they're cats. Anyway, so I'm like listening through the whole Coheed catalog to find these songs to send to this new friend of mine. And I realize I love them. I love them so much. I just want to listen to every note, every second of every day, constantly, all the time. So I might be obsessive, maybe. Anyway, so I've been, some people know, really stressed at work. So I decided to start just listening to Coheed at work to help me get through the day, which I've been doing. Today was a particularly rough day at work, and so I just put headphones on and then put Coheed in, and I was listening to it and I was like, "This is the most perfect music. I have to tell somebody about how perfect this music is." Oh, so then I decided to do the post on Backstage, which I did, which I felt like sounded really rambly, and I'm sure nobody really cares about those songs, but seriously, somebody listen to them. Somebody listen to them and love them and then contact me and be like, "Oh, those are the best songs I ever heard." And then we can talk about them and it would be fantastic. Like, some of the songs are like really long and then at the end it gets so good and it's like, oh, it's like, oh, it's almost like sex. It's almost as good as sex. Almost. Yeah, it might be. It's pretty close. Also, their albums are like these whole stories, which you just don't see that very much anymore. But you can listen to it from the first song and their opening songs, oh my god, their opening album songs are so good. They just know how to open an album every single time. It's like the best song almost is almost always the first song. Or at least it's really, really good. Oh man, I gotta see them live again. I think they're coming here next year. I should look that up. I should go to them and see them. Also, Claudio, who sings, writes music, also writes comic graphic novels. And, like, again, some Coheed person's going to totally school me on this, but their first 7 albums were part of this sci-fi world that had corresponding, like, comic books and graphic novels or something, which I don't really get into, so I didn't read, but I probably should. I probably enjoy them a lot. So if you're into that kind of thing, by all means. I think they're called the Amory Wars or something. I think so. But I think the first 7 albums are all part of that world. Oh, it's just so bitchin'. Oh, and the song, I don't know if you can hear it on the recording, but the song right now, there's this one line in it. Oh my god, it's so good. Oh, seriously. Why isn't everybody listening to them all the time? Why aren't they on the radio? It's so weird. Do I want them on the radio? Not really. I don't really listen to the radio. The better music is not on the radio. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I just got distracted thinking about the radio because I haven't listened to the radio for a little while. But also, I've said also like 20 times. What's a new word? Moving on. I currently have my Google Music thing sorting all of my Coheed songs by times played, which I don't know how long this history would go back to. But like all of these are in the 50s, like 50 times, 60 times. Oh man, so good. Okay, let's move on. Let's just talk about Led Zeppelin for a minute, shall we? Can we just talk about how perfect Led Zeppelin is? Somebody else must know this is true. Because if I wasn't listening to Coheed right now, I'd probably be listening to Led Zeppelin. Because I always, always want to listen to Led Zeppelin. That's pretty much just the best music. Like, if I had to throw away all of their music, which I wouldn't want to do that, but if I had to, if there was like some weird situation where everybody could only choose one kind of music to listen to forever, not one kind, like specifically one band, I would choose Led Zeppelin. Yeah, definitely. Definitely Led Zeppelin. I don't want to give up Coheed, but like I'm just saying, if you had to, if I had to, that's what I would do. Yeah. So, love Led Zeppelin. And, I was gonna talk about how I actually have various different types of music that I like that I get addicted to sometimes. So, like, when I first started listening to The Weeknd, which is that weird R&B guy that only sings about dirty stuff, which is completely misogynistic, which I should not listen to, but somehow I got addicted to his album for like a month and a half and I listened to it constantly, but it wasn't the same. That was like some kind of addiction earworm thing, but it's not the same as like the Coheed love thing. So there's like two different kinds of obsession. There's like obsession because it sounds good and it's fun to listen to, and then there's like obsession where I want to, like, physically take the music and, like, paint it onto my body so that it is forever, like, a part of my every being, every fiber of my being. That is how I feel about Coheed, Led Zeppelin, Tool probably. Yeah. Yeah, and then there are, like, songs. Some songs I would feel that way about. But then there are, like, your more catchy tunes that you get stuck in your head and then you love them so you listen to them constantly. But I just don't feel like that's the same. It's not. They're my cats. Did you hear my cats right now? Anyway, do you have anything else to say about this before I go to bed? No, maybe. I mean, if I could sing, I'd probably sing. But I would, right now I'm going to spare all of you. Like anybody's gonna listen to this. In case anybody's still here listening to this, I am not gonna sing for you because I have a terrible, terrible singing voice. In fact, I was dating this guy and he overheard me like barely singing to this song on the radio and he was like, "Seriously, you need to stop ruining that song." So pretty much since then, I don't let people hear me sing out loud. Oh, but it would be cool if I could, because then I could sing Coheed. Can somebody sing Coheed for us and then post it on Backstage? That'd be really cool. I would totally listen to that. Okay, so this is your homework. Should you choose to accept it? Because now apparently we're in Mission Impossible. Go listen to Coheed. Or just pick one, just one of the songs from the list from my other audio post, which I sh or not audio post, from my music post, which I'll link to this post. And then report back to me and tell me if you loved it or you hate it, but you should love it because it's the best. Is that it? How long have I been talking to you? Oh, that was a phone noise. Oh, it's only been like 11 minutes. That's pretty good. Go me. Let me see. What else do I have to tell you? Okay, listen to the Willing Well 3 Apollo 2. That song is everything. Everything. At the end, Claudio's like, sings Jesse, just the name, but it's so good. And it just says, like, oh, it's so good. It's so good. Listen to that and then listen to the end. I'm gonna listen to it right now. Right now, I'm gonna start it right now. I'm not gonna make you guys listen to it through the audio, though. I should really stop talking through my phone. I had to make a weird noise on my phone because my screen went black. And that's what earlier was the weird noise earlier. I'm such a dork. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. Maybe. Thanks for listening to me talk excitedly, crazily. I'm really not that crazy. I'm just in a weird mood. I had a rough day, and I'm feeling very excited about music. And okay. All right. I'm done. Bye.